time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Thursday night football at AM 1240 KFMO. North County played host to Sullivan and the regular season finale for the Raiders. Here's Glenn Berry.
The North County Raiders and the Sullivan Eagles took the field Thursday night in Bonterre for a Week 9 matchup that could set the stage for district play. The Raiders likely improved their seed in the district with a thrilling 24-22 win over the Eagles in a back-and-forth game before a very chilly crowd. The Raiders dominated the time of possession in the first quarter and got on the board first with a 37-yard Cole Mullins field goal to make it 3-0. After a Sullivan three and out, the Raiders were moving downfield again when Chase Blue picked off a Brady McClure pass and ran it back 50 yards for a Sullivan touchdown. The two-point conversion made it 8-3 Eagles. But the Raiders would come right back to take the lead on a Noah Lashley touchdown and a Cole Mullins extra point. 10-8 Raiders now in the second quarter. But back comes Sullivan, using most of that second quarter, culminating in a fourth and goal 5-yard run from Mark Jennings and another two-point conversion to make it a 16-10 lead with less than a minute left in the half. It looked as though North County would go into the locker room trailing, but Jamal Robinson took the ensuing kickoff back to the Sullivan 2, and Noah Lashley ran it in for a 16-16 tie. Cole Mullins didn't get to give the Raiders the lead as the snap was bobbled on the extra point, and we went into the half tied at 16. In the second half, defense seemed to take over with North County stopping Sullivan on fourth down several times deep in Raider territory. The game remained tied until an 85-yard touchdown on a quarterback keeper from Brady McClure and a two-point conversion put North County up 24-16. Sullivan marched down the field and with just under 2 minutes left scored a touchdown on fourth down to cut the lead to 2. North County needed to stop the two-point conversion, and that's exactly what they did, keeping the Eagles out of the end zone and staying on top 24-22. After a tough three and out for the Raiders at midfield, the Eagles took over on their own 6-yard line after a Cole Mullins punt. Second and 10, 58 seconds left, and defensive end McKinley Lynn and the rest of the Raider defense ends the Sullivan drive.
Quarterback backing up into the end zone. He fumbles. Ball is on the ground. North County may have it. North County has the ball. They pull the ball right out of the quarterback's hands, and Malin Foster loses it, and the North County Raiders defense has come through big time with 34 seconds left. They have the ball inside the 4-yard line.
Final score, North County 24, Sullivan 22. After the game, North County head coach Brian Jones.
These guys have risen to the occasion. I'm really proud of the way we finished this year. Our finish the last three games is exactly how it was last year, our last three games. And that's something that we can hang our hat on. And definitely these guys, they didn't quit, that's for sure.
The Raiders improved to 4-5, and Sullivan drops to 6-3. Both teams await action on the field this weekend to see where they will play next in district play. From a chilly North County football field in Bonterre, I'm Glenn Berry for KFMO and B104 Sports.
Glenn, thanks. In volleyball on KFMO Sports Plus, the Class 3 District 2 tournament semifinals, Central played Potosi, the 5 seed versus the 1, and the Lady Trojans, after a set 1 that featured 12 ties and 3 lead changes, they rattled off 5 straight to go from trailing 24-19 to a 24-24 tie, and continued that to a 28-26 set 1 win. Set 2 featured just 1 tie. It was at 1-1. It was all Potosi after that. They had 5 separate 3-0 runs in the set to take it 25-13. And in set 3, all Potosi once more. A pair of 4-0 runs and a 3-0 run late in the set. Only 1 tie in set 3. Potosi 25-17. They advanced to the championship. Eve Litton had 14 kills and 2 blocks. Eden Robart, 20 kills and ace and 3 blocks for Potosi. Central had 8 kills and 2 blocks from Mia Manguez, 7 kills and 2 blocks from Riley Jones. The Lady Rebels season ends with a record of 7-23. Potosi now 27-4-2. They will play 2-seed St. Genevieve, who swept North County, the 3-seed in semifinal, 25-11, 25-16, 25-22. It was all St. Genevieve all night, as the Dragons only trailed at 2-1 in the first set and 2-0 in the third set. They began set 2 on an 8-0 run, and North County could never find the rhythm. After that, the Dragons were led in scoring by Emma Gegg with 23 kills and 2 blocks. Emmy Brown had 5 kills and 5 aces. Olivia Scherfus contributed 7 kills for the North County Lady Raiders as their season closes with a record of 15-14. St. Genevieve, now 19-11-1. That Class 3 District 2 championship game will be played on Tuesday of next week. We'll have it for you at AM 1240 KFMO with pregame coverage starting at 5:30 and the opening serve at 6 o'clock. That game taking place from St. Genevieve. Elsewhere, Class 2 District 4 Championship, top seed Valley Catholic beats 2 seed Jefferson, 25-15, 25-20, 25-8. Valley Catholic advances to the state playoffs. And Class 5 District 1 Quarterfinal, 6 seed Lindbergh upset 3 seed Farmington in 5 sets, 25-19, 25-11, 16-25, 18-25, 15-10. In the Class 1 District 4 Tournament semifinals, Bismarck sweeps St. Paul 9-9-12, and Crystal City upset 2-seed Valley Caledonia 18-22-22. In Class 3 District 1 quarterfinal, 3-seed Fredericktown over 6-seed Donovan 25-22, 25-24, 25-19. You can find the volleyball brackets on the website, KFMOsports.com. In boys soccer, Fredericktown beats Festus 8-0, and Kennett shuts out St. Paul 4-zip. Coming up tonight, high school football week 9, the regular season finale. Our broadcast game, the Central Rebels in Farmington, taking on the Knights. The tailgate show fueled by McDonald's begins coverage at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO. Gilston Mary Lee pregame show at 6:30. Live video on the website at 6:30. And Boyden Associates kickoff at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight, Festus hosts Jackson in a big one. East Prairie is at Fredericktown. The DeSoto Dragons are on the road at Herculaneum. Hillsboro on the road at Poplar Bluff. While Potosi plays at St. Charles West, St. Genevieve hosts Caruthersville. Valley Catholic wraps up their regular season against St. Pius. And Windsor is at home against Bayless. In HL, the St. Louis Blues were in action on Thursday, wrapping up a homestand with the Utah Mammoth. Here's the Blues Radio Network.
Last night, the Blues wrapped up their four-game homestand, looking to avoid their first two-game losing streak of the season as they welcomed in the Utah Hockey Club. And it got ugly quick as the Blues were down 4-0 in that first period as Logan Cooley picked up 4 points, picking up a natural hat trick as the Blues found themselves down by 4 after the first period. Joel Hofer would be pulled, and the Blues started to claw their way back into this one. Pugh Suter scored his third of the year, 5:58 into that second period. Then a minute and 15 seconds later, Pavel Buchnevich on the power play scored his first of the year to make it a two-goal deficit. But with 36 seconds left in the second period, Clayton Keller made it a three-goal deficit for St. Louis. But they opened up the third with a push. Nathan Walker scored 2:19 in, and then 2.5 minutes later, Philip Broberg's first of the year made it a one-goal deficit. The Blues were unable to score on a power play to make it a tie hockey game, and then Utah would score on their power play moments later to extend the lead to 6-4, Clayton Keller with the empty netter, and a 7-4 loss for St. Louis. Now 3-3-1 on the year, and they begin a two-game road trip on Saturday. Detroit against the Red Wings, 6 o'clock puck drop, 5:30 pregame skate on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
The Blues play on Saturday at Detroit. We'll have coverage on B104.3 at 5:30, puck drop at 6 o'clock. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play on Monday night against the Washington Commanders. The Chiefs and Commanders on Monday will have it for you at AM 1240 KFMO. Pregame coverage starts at 6 with kickoff right about 7:15. NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are number 15 in the nation. They will play number 10 Vanderbilt Saturday. And Major League Baseball, the World Series begins tonight. Game 1, Los Angeles at Toronto. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.